From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe told his South African counterpart that he's fine but confined to his home following the military seizure of power Wednesday. Military leaders insist they did not stage a coup. Zimbabwean official in Britain, Nick Mangwana, said the army has no problem with Mr. Mugabe, only those who surround him.
They had a problem with people some people that were around him, that were doing the purging, and that were doing the stealing. There's a lot of corruption in Zimbabwe. I think that's a big bone of contention. So the army was basically saying, we're going to clean this, we're going to open avenues for investment, and then we're going to walk out, and the civilians will carry on. But the president is still the president.
Obert Gutu, a spokesman for the opposition movement for democratic change, said he's not surprised by the military action, calling the political climate in the country volatile.
This is an unsustainable system. The political repression of the Mugabe regime was not sustainable. This is why we say that ZANU-PF, in the form that it was always going to be an accident waiting to happen.
Monday, Army Commander General Constantino Chiwenga warned he would step in unless Mr. Mugabe stopped trying to purge the ruling ZANU-PF party of independence fighters such as former Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa. President Donald Trump Wednesday called his just-concluded 12-day Asia trip a success in terms of the North Korean threat, strengthening alliances, and seeking fair and reciprocal trade.
In Asia, our message was clear and well-received. America is here to compete, to do business, and to defend our values and our security.
He reaffirmed his commitment to a denuclearized Korean peninsula, also said he promoted a free and fair open Indo-Asia region, and received pledges to end unfair trading practices. This is VOA News.